my dad is actually considerably older than my mother, and he's had Alzheimer's disease from the time I was. It's been really bad since the time I went to college, about. So it's kind of something I've been struggling with throughout college and throughout high school a little bit. And then it's just been getting worse and worse and bigger of a stress on my family and myself, into medical school. And I would see him very rarely. He had no recognition of who I was. And this all kind of culminated third year. I just got a call one night saying that my dad had crashed. He was intubated, and prior to this, he was doing fine as far as physical health went. It was just his mental health had continued to deteriorate. But yeah, I just received this call, and it was my mom saying that something horrible happened. He's in the hospital now. They're not sure exactly what's wrong with him, but he is intubated, and it's not looking good. Should make plans to get out here. And it was difficult, obviously, for personal reasons. And it was also, as far as it goes, pertains to medical school, it was a chance for my school to either kind of shine and be there for me, or as a chance to, you know, show their true colors and not be supportive at all. Fortunately, my school was very good to me. They let me take off as much time as I needed. My dad did indeed die 3 days later. Feels good to talk about it, and I rarely talk about it. But yeah, he passed away 3 days later. Turned out he just had a really bad infection, probably aspiration pneumonia that just developed very quickly. Unfortunately, we all deal with death in our families, death of friends, sickness in friends, loss of relationships, which is just like death in itself. I mean, the happy part of this story is I do well, continue to do well, and I think it wasn't long after that, it was probably less than a month after that, whenever I saw my first patient pass away. My personal experience just gave me a tremendous sense of self, because unfortunately, my dad, the decision was made to extubate him and to send him to a palliative care home. Which I think is definitely the right decision. He never would have wanted to be intubated. And the doctors all told my mom, I wasn't out there at this point. They told my mother that it wouldn't be long, that if he was extubated, he would deteriorate even more quickly, which is obviously true. And he actually died in an ambulance on the way to the palliative care home, which, you know, it's haunting to imagine somebody dying by himself, and hopefully he didn't die by himself. Hopefully he had an EMT or someone that was there to at least witness his final breath. And that gives me a sense of strength, because that's what it's all about as healthcare providers, is I have to trust that there is somebody there supporting him, and it'll obviously be my job in the future to be doing that for somebody else, you know, to be paying it forward. I can look back at it and see it as a growing experience, as hurtful as it still is. The first patient that passed away is probably equally as devastating, if not more so, because the patient was a woman who, I think 2 months before I'd seen her for the first time, she was a traveling saleswoman, doing fine. She was in her 70s, but still kicking, still working hard on the road for like several days out of the week. And then she had a bit of a cough that lasted a while, bloody cough. And then it turns out she had lung cancer metastasized all over her body, including to her brain. So she got very sick very quickly. And her son he bared the brunt of almost all of that by himself, because they were geographically separated from the rest of their family. And if I would have brought my situation into it, I think that would have been almost insulting to him because of what he was feeling, what he went through. And honestly, what I went through is nothing like that. So I guess sometimes it might be important to make that connection, but I think sometimes you just have to let people experience things for themselves. They're not looking for identification.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.